Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. Today I want to introduce you to an absolutely fascinating recording that landed on my desk. It's simply titled Polish Violin Concertos and features music by four different composers, most of whom are very far from being household names. Beginning with Grażyna Baczewicz, whose music you just heard. Miss Baczewicz was a professional violinist and composer, in fact, one of the first Polish women to receive international recognition as a composer. As a violinist, she was a child prodigy whose talent was recognized early. In 1936, she became the concertmistress of the newly formed Polish Radio Orchestra, and prior to World War II, she played concerts throughout Europe. Here's a bit more of the opening movement of her Violin Concerto No. 1. The soloist is Piotr Plauner. Music by Grażyna Baczewicz. Composer Alexander Tanzmann was born in Łódź, Poland in 1897, although that statement is historically inaccurate. At the time of his birth, Łódź was part of Tsarist Russia. Although Tanzmann began studying music early in Łódź, he went on to study law at the University of Warsaw. After completing his law studies, he moved to Paris and was encouraged in his musical studies by people like Stravinsky and Ravel. Tanzmann met violinist Joseph Sigeti while on tour in America. The five pieces for violin and chamber orchestra were the result of a commission from Sigeti, who gave their first performance in Carnegie Hall in 1930. The five movements are like a Baroque suite, with each movement having its own distinctive character. Here's a bit of the opening toccata. That was part of the toccata movement from Alexander Tanzmann's five pieces for violin and orchestra. The Tanzmann pieces also have some haunting movements, such as the fourth movement that's simply titled aria. Although arias are most often associated with singers, in this recording, violinist Piotr Plauner makes it clear that a violin can sing just as beautifully. Music by Alexandra Tanzmann. The musical community, at least the classical music community in Poland, is not huge, so if people stick around, musicians and composers tend to meet one another. So in December of 1953, Michał Spiszak, the composer of the next music, wrote to Grażyna Bilczewicz, who wrote the first music in this podcast. He said, "I left aside all the unfinished work and got down to a little story for violin and orchestra." This Andante and Allegro for violin and string orchestra was commissioned by none other than Nadia Boulanger for a class being taught by Yehudi Menuhin during the summer of 1954. Although the composer didn't think much of the piece, calling it a trifle and even an odd piece in his letters to friends, Nadia Boulanger obviously felt otherwise. She chose to conduct a performance of it on the 16th of November 1954 at a concert celebrating her own golden anniversary of teaching. All of the performances on this album feature violinist Piotr Plauner and the Kammersymphonie Berlin conducted by Jürgen Bruns. Piotr Plauner was born in Łódź, Poland, the same city as Alexander Tanzmann, though obviously quite a bit later. Plauner began studying the violin at the age of 6, and just 3 years later made his stage debut as a soloist with orchestra. He's won first prize in numerous international violin competitions since then and now performs all over the world. And somehow, in between all that touring and traveling, he finds time to make recordings like this one. Here he is playing the second movement of Miho Spisak's Andante and Allegro for violin and string orchestra. This would be the Allegro movement. The best known of the four composers on this album is probably Andrzej Panufnik. Panufnik was born in Warsaw, Poland in 1914 and became one of Poland's leading composers and also a very fine conductor. He played an important role in re-establishing the Warsaw Philharmonic Orchestra after the devastation of World War II. In 1954, he left for the United Kingdom, though perhaps these days it's not so united. Yehudi Menuhin, again, commissioned Panufnik to compose a violin concerto in 1971. Menuhin needed the work quickly, but when the composer expressed doubts about completing the work on time, Menuhin replied dryly, "Start with the last movement." Well, I don't know if that's useful advice. When writing the concerto, however, Panufnik's primary goal was to showcase the warm, expressive qualities for which Menuhin's playing was noted. He used actually incredibly simple building blocks to create this concerto. In the case of the second and third movements, he used only two intervals, major and minor thirds, as the foundation. And yet, with those simple ingredients, he creates music of incredible depth and beauty. Here's the opening of the second movement, simply titled Adagio. That was from Andrei Panufnik's Violin Concerto. This is a piece you really need to hear complete, and without my voice interrupting you. It's beautiful. It's on a wonderful new recording called Polish Violin Concertos, music by Andrei Panufnik, Grażyna Baczewicz, Alexander Tanzman, and Michał Spisak. The soloist is Piotr Plauner with the Camera Symphony Berlin, conducted by Jürgen Bruns. For me, this album has been an eye-opener and a delight. It's a new Naxos recording, catalog number 8.573496. That's all for this podcast. I hope you can join me again next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now. Thank you.